You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Last week, International Women's Entrepreneurship Day was celebrated with two studies being released that paint a picture of the vital roles played by Idaho women and girls in creating new businesses, products, innovation, and social and economic impact. Joining us in studio are Pat Pike. She is CEO of Girl Scouts of Silver Sage, Megan Bryant, director of the Idaho Women's Business Center, and Ann Nygaard, Gold Award Girl Scout. Welcome to the program, all of you.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thanks for having us.
So even though Women's Entrepreneurship Day happened last week, let's talk a little bit about it and what it is exactly.
Women's Entrepreneurship Day was started by the UN in 2014. So this is the fifth year, yay, that we're celebrating it. And it's a chance to recognize the impact and the progress that women and girls have made around the world on economic development and on society. And not just the progress, but to look at the barriers and what work we still need to do.
So, Megan, Idaho ranks third in the nation in the 2019 State of the Women-Owned Business Report. So does that mean we're doing well compared to other states? Could we be doing better?
That's a scary thing to be ranked so high
right.
when there are so many challenges.
Right.
So it's both a good and a challenging thing because we're definitely up there on the radar. And yet we hear from actual local women business owners very substantial challenges that we're working to overcome. So in order to maintain that status and really make some progress, we've got a lot of eyes on us in the whole state of Idaho. And so it's kind of a positive thing in that it'll keep us on our toes and delivering great resources for training, for mentorship, and hopefully truly overcoming some of the obstacles, particularly in underserved areas and rural parts of our state.
Let's talk about what some of those barriers look like.
Yes.
What would you say are probably the main?
Long list.
Well,
but
yes.
Yeah, the main ones that come up, as you can imagine, as women entrepreneurs, is challenges with having childcare available and affordable. People in rural that have struggles with broadband access and being able to even stay connected to certain things or feeling like they're isolated from some of the resources we might have in a bigger area. Those are two that come up mm-hmm. the most often, but just in general, we're still overcoming like women being able to get loans on their own without having a dude sign on it. Mm-hmm. Did I just say dude?
You did.
I did.
That's all right.
That's
well,
how I
and,
talk.
I was going to say, we've had the Backroads Boss Lady on.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She said one of the biggest hurdles that she had in the very beginning, it wasn't that she was necessarily in a rural location.
Mm-hmm.
It was not being able to get a loan.
Yeah. We're working a huge focus on just helping people understand once they have an idea, if they haven't started a business yet, how do we start from square one to make sure that they are going to be bankable? Because it really looks a lot different than what you might expect. I actually spent 10 years working in retail banking, and so I kind of know on the inside of what some of the challenges were. But really, it's something that hopefully we'll be able to overcome. We're financed a lot through the SBA, so we're working really hard with our partners to help people understand whether you're just starting or maybe you're several years in and you're finally ready for that capital influx to be able to grow, to make sure that we're guiding people to the right resources so they're not beating their heads against the wall and helping to structure from within as much as possible so that it is a sustainable business model as early as possible so they're ready to go.
And Pat, numerous female entrepreneurs around the country were Girl Scouts.
Absolutely. There are so many women entrepreneurs that were Girl Scouts. More than half of U.S. women business leaders identify as Girl Scout alums. And today's girls are the pipeline of entrepreneurship for the future. The study that was just released, Today's Girls, Tomorrow's Entrepreneurs, looks at the interest that girls have in entrepreneurship and what they want and what they need to succeed. 76% of girls say that they want to start a business, and they're already being really entrepreneurial. Girls are starting their own YouTube channels and clubs at school. And of course, girls in Girl Scouts have a real entrepreneurial edge because there's so many. We have 30 entrepreneurship badges and the Girl Scout Cookie program where they learn essential business skills that puts them on the path to entrepreneurship.
And Anne, is that been part of your experience in the Girl Scouts?
Yes, for sure. It's because of Girl Scouts is who I am today and why I became an entrepreneur and why I started my nonprofit Running for Refugees and how I was able to innovate my ideas and my passions to my future.
Do you think you could have done that without the guidance of
an
organization?
I would not have the confidence or the character without Girl Scouts and because of the program.
We're talking with Pat Pike. She is CEO of Girl Scouts of Silver Sage, Megan Bryant, director of the Idaho Women's Business Center, and Anne Nygaard, a Gold Award Girl Scout. So, Pat, you mentioned one study that came out last week. Two of them have been released. Let's talk about both of them, if we could. So you mentioned the first one. And what does that really delve into?
Well, that delves into girls' interests in entrepreneurship and also their barriers and how we can help them succeed. So Anne is an example of a girl who has developed that confidence, a young woman who has developed that confidence. And I'd point out that she started her nonprofit at the age of 15.
You need to give yourself some credit.
Cool. That's pretty amazing. But one of the most stunning statistics in this study that just came out is that 3/4 of girls identify that they feel they need to work harder to be an entrepreneur because of their gender. That means we have work to do. What message is society sending the girls, these girls? So we all have opportunities. That's why I'm so excited that the Idaho Women's Business Center is here. We can partner with them. They can mentor. We can have networking so the girls and the women can work on their entrepreneurship pathways together.
And Megan, what a great partnership.
Mm-hmm.
How will that work within your organization to be able to take young women like Anne and be able to, you know, give them even more?
Absolutely. One of our goals is to be the biggest source of resources statewide from all ages. I mean, I'm a mother of a daughter as well. And just knowing that from that young age, how those opinions and views are formed, a lot of women my age are having to break down things that we've already been trained. And as much as we can keep them fortified from a young age, it's less reworking, I think. So as the next generation comes into it, there's just like endless opportunity to be able to collaborate, to have this strong younger generation be empowered before everything has kind of crushed their dreams in some ways, and to work together. I mean, just all of that scope of inspiration and truly having the connection to resources. Yeah. We're very focused on actual partnerships where people can have real deliverables to help businesses thrive. And so that's what's key, is not only getting together and talking about it, but truly helping people be connected to those resources.
What I wanted to add on to what Megan is saying is they need to be, exactly as she's saying, real authentic entrepreneurship experiences for women and for girls. When girls participate in activities, they want to participate in training and activities. And so they get real experience. And that's what's so great about, I'm most familiar, of course, with the Girl Scout programs. Girls from Brownies, 2nd and 3rd grade on, get to work on financial literacy and philanthropy badges. They actually get to make a difference in their communities. And again, the Girl Scout cookie program, they learn those essential business skills that will help them succeed.
And Anne, what has your experience been like as an entrepreneur?
I've definitely had my challenges with it, but overall, I have overcome the challenges and have my mentors to help guide me.
And has that been critical, having mentors?
For sure. And Girl Scouts provides those.
And go ahead, Pat.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm so glad Anne brought up challenges, because other than mentors and experiences, if I could pick a third thing that girls need to do, it's to fail. We need to create opportunities where girls can fail, try things, and succeed again. And because overcoming failure is a real barrier for girls. Girls know that they have a challenge with that. So I know one Girl Scout troop in another state, when they're designing things, robots or programs or a business plan, and things aren't going well, everyone in the troop yells, "Epic fail." Wouldn't that be great if we could just do that? If things didn't work out, just yell "epic fail" and keep encouraging each other and trying again.
Well, and just moving forward when that happens, because we will all fail. Totally. I mean, it is part of the life experience. Mm-hmm. So to be given a space to do, for everyone, frankly, to be given a space to do that.
Totally.
Yeah. I want to thank all of you for coming in today. We're out of time. We could be talking about this for quite a bit longer, but I so appreciate you coming in. Pat Pike, CEO of Girl Scouts of Silver Sage, Megan Bryant, Director of the Idaho Women's Business Center, and Ann Nygaard, a Gold Award Girl Scout. Again, thank you for your time today.
Thank you,
Gemma.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.